Public Citizen and the Environmental Integrity Project looked at political contributions made by the owners of the top polluting power plants. Since 1999, the Bush campaign and its supporters received $6.6 million from them. The director of the Environmental Integrity Project, Eric Schaefer, concedes it's not a complete surprise.
It's true that we've always seen power companies make political contributions. We're pointing out that the amount of money that's flowing to the Bush campaign from these industries has broken all the previous records, and they're getting a lot of favors for the administration in return for the money that they're giving. Specifically, they're getting pollution laws rolled back.
Schaefer says this is one part of a wholesale assault on the Clean Air Act. The Bush administration says its policies encourage companies to do better rather than just punish them when they don't meet pollution reduction goals. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.